Good morning. And to all fathers and stepfathers and grandfathers, great-grandfathers, and maybe great-great-grandfathers, happy Father's Day. Who do you say I am? This is the question Jesus gives to his disciples. And they reply, John the Baptist, Elijah, a prophet of old. Jesus' works and teachings were so extraordinary that all the people realized that he was something special, but they didn't know exactly who or what. So Jesus asked his own disciples, "Who do you say I am?" And Peter gives his now famous reply, "You are the Christ of God." But Jesus tells them not to say this to anyone, because his time had not yet come. Then he goes on to explain to them that the Messiah must be rejected, suffer, and die, and then be raised again. This was a prophecy in our first reading today in the book of Zechariah, the suffering servant. But his disciples, they were shocked. They thought the Messiah would be a king, something like King David of old, that he would overthrow the Romans, that he would reestablish the Jewish empire. But this was not the type of Messiah our Lord was. Then our Lord goes on to tell them that if they want to follow him, they too must also suffer and be willing to carry their daily crosses. Now all of the apostles except John were martyrs. But this is not the cross that Jesus was speaking about. He was telling them about their daily crosses that they would have to endure as his disciples, the ridicule and the heartaches that they would suffer. He was talking about the trials and tribulations that they would have to suffer. These daily crosses he speaks about are very similar to the crosses that we all carry, the crosses of struggles and misfortunes that are very normal in everyone's life. Men, in particular, have crosses unique to their fatherhood. The responsibility of caring for their families, materially and spiritually, of providing a safe and secure environment for their children. Our desire to always want to fix things and make them better, even though that sometimes is impossible. Our desire to always protect, but then we have to witness the sufferings and pain of our children, and their crosses become our crosses. And as we get older, we look back in hindsight and we realize, maybe I was too strict in this or that, or maybe I wasn't strict enough and that's why this or that happened. These are crosses which all fathers carry. And why are these crosses so heavy? I believe it is because of love. When someone gets sick or maybe is dying and we hear about it, we feel sorry, we feel bad. Hopefully we pray for them and maybe we might visit them. But when that someone is our child, the pain goes up extraordinarily, and that is because of the love we have. The more you love, the greater you suffer, and the heavier your cross. But our Lord has blessed us, because with greater love comes greater willingness to carry those crosses and to shoulder those burdens. This is what Jesus is telling his disciples and all of us when he states, "If you love me, pick up your cross and follow me." Crosses can be very heavy, but love makes it all possible. Now I would like to share a few thoughts on fatherhood, things that I have experienced, and things that I believe. I'd like to share with you the best way I believe to love our children, the best way to demonstrate that love to our children, and the very best gift we can ever give our kids. The best way to love our children is to give them time. As a dad, I was a young fighter pilot, and I wanted to be the best. Now, I think I did what a lot of dads do. I was a baseball and soccer coach for my children. I attended dance recitals and piano recitals. I took them hunting and fishing and tried to teach them many things. But it was mostly doing instead of being. As a grandpa, I see what I missed. Through my grandson, Remy, I realize what a beautiful and special gift a child really is. I appreciate his uniqueness and the joy of just being with him. And yes, it's true that grandparenting is easier because we can bring them home to the parents. That's true. But it's so much more than that. The extra time available with Remy lets me see those things and those experiences that I missed, and I regret them. Time is very valuable. It's limited, and once used, will not return. As fathers, let us pray to our Blessed Virgin Mary to help us all use it wisely. Secondly, the best way, I believe, for a father to demonstrate his love for his children is to love, honor, and respect their mother. This, as fathers, is our privilege and our responsibility. When we demonstrate love, honor, respect, forgiveness, it gives our children permission to do the same. It lets them see, especially our sons, that men do that. That's what men can and should do. And finally, and most importantly, the very best gift we can give our children is to teach them our Catholic faith. And not teach it, but to live it. Attending Mass, receiving the sacraments, and praying as a family. These activities give our children a solid foundation which will remain. Fathers are the role models. They are the spiritual leaders of every home. Our children learn from us by example, not by words. Our actions speak volumes. Our kids see everything that we do, but they also see everything we don't do. A solid Catholic upbringing is what Jesus speaks about in the parable which we have all remember about the man who built his house on rock and the one who built his house on sand. The one that built his house on the rock, the waves came, the winds blew, but the house remained. Unfortunately, we live in a very secular world, and people, especially young people, are bombarded with the idea of relativism. They're bombarded with the thoughts that their own ideas and ego are what's most important, that there are no absolute truths, only what you believe is important. Many older dads have had to watch as their kids have drifted away from our faith. These too are crosses that moms and dads carry. But we pray and believe that they will return. And it's not that their mother prays all the time and belongs to a rosary group, or their father is a Eucharistic minister or a lector or a deacon. They will return because of their Catholic upbringing, because Christ is alive in their hearts. As Proverbs tell us, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Our faith is the very greatest gift we can ever give our children. I close now with a reading from the book of Deuteronomy, and this is Moses speaking to his people, the Israelites. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore, You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole being, and with your whole strength. Take to heart these words which I command you today. Keep repeating them to your children. Recite them when you are at home and when you are awake, when you lie down and when you get up. Bind them on your arm as a sign, and let them be as a pendant on your forehead. Write them on the doorpost of your houses and on your gates. Let us all pray to Saint Joseph that he will lead and guide all fathers.